press follows with David in the Haggadah.
In the Haggadah, figures out the Shir of Ramesha as follows. We have that the Ramesha said, after many tests, that an Amma is 21.25 inches. 21.25 inches is equivalent to 53.98 centimeters. Now, in calculating, that is a Shir Amma, and we'll be able to figure out how to get from an Amma to a Shir of Ravias. What we need to be Maisif is a half Etzba. As a safety gauge, the David adds to Ramesh's Shir a half Etzba. Well, how much is an Etzba? An Etzba is 0.885 inches, which is the same thing as 2.25 centimeters, so a half Etzba will be an additional 0.4425 inches, which when you add that up, you are being mice at the half a etzba. A half a etzba, of course, is the 24th post in an amma. So a half a etzba is 1/48 of an amma. You're being mice of a 1/50th. And therefore, 21.25 inches is the same thing as 21.7 plus 0.4425 inches is 21.7 inches. So Reb David, rather than using Reb Meisher's 21.25 amma, he's mice at the half a etzba, which gives me a 21.7 inch total, which is the same thing as 55.12 centimeters. And that will be the number that we use to get a revius. So again, the first step in this shear is, which complicates it, but nonetheless necessary, is just being meisif the half etzba. Now, just as a side note, according to Reb David, this shear, your now etzba has changed. Right? If you're using 21.7 as an amma, you divide that by 24 to get your shear etzba, and that shear etzba will now be 0.904 inches, or 2.296 centimeters, because I've just upped the amma,
right?
I've upped the amma, so therefore this is not a guess. I don't know if it's right. Well, you do have to know this, because once I have 21.7 inches is being my amma, that means my etzba is now equivalent to 0.904 inches, which is the same thing as 2.296 centimeters.
We're going to use it?
No, we're going to use this now. In other words, what Reb David...
If you got 0.4425,
are
you
using an etzba? No, in other words, you start with 21.25 inches as an amma. Well, let's be mice of a half a etzba. Well, what half a etzba? Reb Meisher's half a etzba.
Why should we use half a etzba?
Because just to play it, I believe it's just to play it safe. I'm not sure. I don't know exactly what the one is. From what I remember, I didn't look through it again now, before now, but when I looked through it, the last time I looked through it, I think it just, you know, let's just play it safe type of thing. That's my mashmah. That's the way I read it.
But it's also, do you make it by other yonim, like that, and Aruma or something?
No, where? No, not for Amma. We're by Ravis. Is it going to be Mako? By the way, he says it's going to be Mako. We're by Ravis, we'd be Mako.
Oh, he's only adding, isn't he adding this to Gami Amma
the Plow? No, not for Amma. No. To figure out the Shir Ravis, let's add this.
Yom
Kippur is not as except Sagasa and the Lugma. That's not right. Find me a Shir Ravis, where the Ravis is going to be Makula, maybe for Brachas, maybe.
How much is the add for Mentor?
It doesn't matter. This is what the numbers come out. Okay. 2.296. And this is the Amma, this is the etzba that we're going to use to get to the Shir of a Ravis. So far, so good? Good. In other words, the Amma we've said is 21.7 inches, and therefore an etzba is 0.904 inch, which is 2.296 centimeters. Okay? And this is going to be an important shear. Now with that, we can now figure out a revius very easily. How? Well, very simple. The Gemara Pesachim says, that a revius is equivalent to two etzbos by 2.7 etzbos. That is the shear revius. This is equivalent to one revius. Okay? Well, let's now, using the metric system, let us now figure out, according to Ramesh's new shear, right, with the extra isafa, what will be a shear revius? Well, two etzbos, how much is two etzbos according to Ramesh? 2.296 centimeters times two. Because one etzba, according to Ramesh's inflated shear, is 2.296 centimeters, so two etzbos is going to be equal to 2.296 times 2, which is what number? 4.592 centimeters. 4.592 centimeters times two etzbos, which is 4.592 centimeters. times 2.296 times 2.7, because the last shear of Vias in the Gemara Pesachim is 2 by 2 by 2.7. So how much are 2.7 exbos? 2.7 times 2.296, and that comes out to 6.1992.
6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992. 6.1992.
just short. So I realized I hadn't put enough decimal places. Okay? So therefore, according to Ramesha, this inflated amma, which was equivalent to 21.7 inches, means an etzba is 2.296 centimeters, which means a revius will be 4.592 centimeters times two etzbos, which is 4.592 centimeters, times 2.7 etzbos, which is 6.1992 centimeters. You multiply these three out, and you get a grand sum total, using all the decimal places, of
130.72.
What? Multiply these three. Okay. This times this times this. You can't handle life so long, pushing all those little numbers. 130.72 cubic centimeters. Okay? That is going to be the shear revius. 130.72 cubic centimeters will be the shear revius according to this calculation.
Okay.
Now, where does that leave us? Well, if you remember last week we said one of the nice things of the metric system is that one cubic centimeter equals one milliliter. Which is also gram, but that's not, again, we're not involved in weight over here. What does that mean? That means if I have a little cube here, and this cube is one centimeter by one centimeter by one centimeter, it will be 1 milliliter. So a 1 liter bottle, which is 1,000 milliliters, you multiply this by 1,000, is the same thing as 1,000 cubic centimeters. Right? In other words, one cubic centimeter is 1 milliliter. 100 cubic centimeters, let's get an easy one cubic.
10, it has to be 10.
No. 27 cubic centimeters is equal to 27 milliliters, which is a schnapps cup. A schnapps cup, we said, is 27 milliliters. It happens to be round, but if it would be a square schnapps cup, then it would be 27 cubic centimeters or 3 by 3 by 3. It would be 3 long. If you have a little box, you want to make a, that's a good thing. You want to make a cubic schnapps cup. Take a little piece of plastic, and you want to make it 3 long, 3 wide, and 3 high. You will have an equivalent schnapps cup to the regular round schnapps cups. Just short. A regular schnapps cup is about 29.5 milliliters. And this will be 27, but that's what a cubic centimeter is. 3 by 3 by 3 is 3 times 3 is 9 times 3 is 27. So therefore, what we're saying is that the 130.72 cubic centimeters is the same thing as 130.72 milliliters.
What's an ounce?
At 130.72 milliliters in ounces is equal to 4.42 fluid ounces.
Okay.
Right. Oh, that's
easy. That you got. All you got to do is take this number and divide it by 29.5 something.
But he says during the daytime it's like
29.54. Is that right?
Why?
Is that from ounces? Because there are 29.54 milliliters in one fluid ounce.
How much?
Just 6 ounces.
I got from here to there. 130.72. Divided by, I think it's 29.54, if I'm not mistaken. Because there's 29, you have a schnapps cup. Okay, let's picture this. A schnapps cup is one fluid ounce. If you flip the schnapps cup and you look at the bottom, it'll say either 29 milliliters or 30 milliliters.
It's 4.425.
Well, that's so, I mean, I rounded it. I don't know. 2.5, it's so small. It's 29.54. Look at a schnapps cup. A schnapps cup is one fluid ounce. It's also, you look at the bottom of the cup, it says 29.5 milliliters on it, or 29 or 30, whatever, whichever one. Which means, if I have 130 milliliters, how many schnapps cups will I get? How many schnapps cups will fill 130 milliliters? 4.42 schnapps cups will fill it. That's what's 4.42 fluid ounces.
But that's by Kish DeRice, right? And he says a lower Schaefer.
Well, I never understood this. That always, if you look in the Svarim, you see, you'll see, that, I don't have the Hasbro for this, but you always see that, that a Kiddush cup, a Revius, it should hold a Revius, and it'll always give it a lower number, like the lower Shittas, which are, you have Shittas that hold a Revius as small as 2.9 ounces, right, which is 86, I don't know, which is 86 milliliters, Vasimin is Kais.
Milliliters an ounce?
Kais is bigamatria 86. 86 milliliters is a Revius. That's the lowest end shita. The highest shita is 5.07 fluid ounces, which is the Chazanish shear.
The Grachma is how much?
2.9 fluid ounces. The Chazanish is 5.07, which is about 5 ounces.
It's Kais Hagun.
Right? Is it Hagun? Yeah, it is. Kais Hagun, yeah. So I always heard that for Kiddush, you should be makna the Chazanish, because Kiddush 29 is deraisa. And I never understood that the Kais part of it is only the Rabbanon. Right, in other words, you can be Yaisa Kiddush Deraisa without a Kais. That's the whole Chizchinuch there, with how you might see your wife, right? You've been Yaisa Deraisa and davening, and they haven't been, right? That's the famous Kasha, which is, by the way, one of the only places, if not the only place, where the Be'al Ocha brings a Chizchinuch, for the record. He brings a Chizchinuch,
Paris.
What?
Paris Be'al Ocha.
Oh, the Chizchinuch.
The first
Bar Lacha brings Milchus Chinuch? There's
on the
Sheish Mitzvahs to Milos. Oh, really? Okay, there's very few, so you can count them on one hand. The Tetzel Milchus Chinuch, by the way, why you can miss your wife is because you're not Yaisa davening Deraisa. Because you have to make Maskir to Sis Mitzrayim in Kiddush. And you're not, on Friday night davening in Shmei Esrei, you're not Maskir Sis Mitzrayim. So anyway, we're getting off the subject here. But the Maisa, that's, I don't know, it's like you're asking. In other words, what's the Deraisa? But the bottom line here is that this is how we derive at the shear of 4.42 fluid ounces. Now the Sefer Chavetz shear was 4 fluid ounces. You divide by 29.5 something.
29.5.
Because they're 29.5. I think it's 29.54.
How many shots?
No unit. You convert it from one to the other. It's a conversion factor.
What is it?
It would be milliliters, but it would be, you know what it is? It's 29.54. The shear would be milliliters per ounce.
That's what we divide.
You would divide 130.72 milliliters divided by 29.54 milliliters per ounce.
How many shots is this?
And then for the milliliters are canceled, and the ounces will flip up, and you'll have ounces. What was 29.54 equal? The number of milliliters in one fluid ounce.
How many shots glasses is 4.42?
4.42.
What was the most mock matrix?
Chazanish is 5.07.
How many
milliliters is that? Because I think, again, I don't have all the truths about this kasha. It could be because Kiddush Friday night is Lamaisa, even though the Etzim Kais is not, but the whole mitzvah is Deraisa. So whatever you're doing in Deraisa, you schlep all the pratin or the mitzvah you take along and you treat it as a Deraisa.
Every issue is going to be Deraisa. I mean,
Barach
HaKon
is
a Deraisa also, because
you're
being...
Yeah, but I...
That's
going to
be
Deraisa. 5.07. Aftal will be Deraisa, straight out.
The Rambam
is Deraisa. Some of you hold Deraisa.
Yeah, I know. The Rambam holds...
Well, anyway, it's right.
For some reason, they never... You're right, but they don't treat it like that.
Rambam has a second
shear
for the
Deraisa. He has a lower
shear
for the
Deraisa. Okay, as I'm saying, the Ray... Okay, we could talk all night with every shear and how they got it. It's a safer... So Rambam Chaim Noach called Shiurim Mikvah, which goes through one by one by one. I would just give you the highlight. Shiurim are, you have the Rambam Chaim Noach on the lower end of the spectrum at 2.9 fluid ounces. You have classically the Chafetz Chaim is quoted as holding 4 fluid ounces, or 3.8 fluid ounces, Baruch. Okay, we'll talk about that also.
This is how many milliliters?
Whatever, you multiply divide by 20.
How much is 5.07 milliliters?
And you have Rav Moshe's shear, according to this calculation, is 4.42 ounces. And then you have the Chazanish, which is 5.07 ounces.
Which is how many milliliters?
Now the Amma range, figure it out. The Amma range is going to be, you have the range of an Amma, it's anywhere between, just as a sign of 17.48 inches, all the way up to 24.5 inches.
Another shear
for Amma. This is the range. Again, Ramesh's falls right there in the middle, at 21.25.
More than 2 feet.
Well, Chazanish probably is 24.5.
Well, if you go back and forth between the 5.07s, you'll, this is used for, I think, a mikvah. the lowest mitzvah number, but I'm not going to get into how you get those numbers. But what I will show you there is another factor. I'm not going to tell you how you figure this out, because this is too long. But there's another way. Based on the Gimel Mem Sa'ah Shir, there is a factor that you can multiply, okay? It's a long number, but basically what you do is, if you know your Shir Amma, okay? If you want to get from Ammas to fluid ounces, okay? In other words, we went the long way, right? We had Etzbelos, etc. You could take any Shir Amma that you want, okay? And we'll call it X, okay? On the Shir of Amma is X. So if you're taking the lowest Shir, X would be 17.48. If you're taking the higher Shir, it would be 24.5. If you're taking the middle Shir, it would be 21.25. If you take X cubed, okay, where X is in inches, okay? Where X is in inches, you take X cubed and you multiply by the following number. 0.0004329. And you get, that is how you convert, that is the conversion factor to go from amas, from inches defining an amma to fluid ounces defining a revius. What do I mean? Let's give an example. Ramesh's shear is 20, we use 21.7 inches, right? 21.7 inches. Take cube 21.7, and what do you get? 21.7 times 21.7 times 21.7. Anyone have a big calculator here?
21.25.
No, but I want to use Ramesh's inflated one. Then we'll do Ramesh's original one. 21.7 times 21.7 times 21.7 times 0.004329 should get you the number of 4.42. This will work. This is a conversion factor.
For everyone?
For anyone. As long as you give your number in inches, this will convert. If you use this way of Reb Dovid's way of calculating,
4.423.
When we get to Niskatan HaShirim later, we'll see that this whole conversion may not work.
4.423.
We'll do it for homework.
So as of now, everyone uses this number. So the only Machlokes is in the Amma.
Well, no, because once you have Machlokes in the Amma, you can have Machlokes in the Revius too.
But then that's where the Nekudas HaMachlokes is.
Correct. However, we will see later that there's an issue of Niskatan HaShirim, and therefore everything we said till now is not true. Roll them all back, right? Roll them all back. We're going with this. Reb Dovid uses this calculation without taking into account Niskatan HaShirim, which we're going to talk about. Now, what is Niskatan HaShirim? Okay, you'll calculate this later. What is the subject of Niskatan HaShirim? Okay, now this is a complicated sugya here. So you have to hulk up. But nonetheless, a very fascinating sugya. And I will try the best I can to explain. I had this list of spending time with behind it to write an article on Shiurim. And as I was writing the article, I spoke to them by Rikas about all these in Yonim. And then when I went to write the article, and I didn't get in the article, I couldn't get into these details. It wasn't, I'm not going to sit there with all the mathematics because,
and the Akashic curves because, right?
Put it down there.
That exactly, Shabbos afternoon reading. So, but I needed to know the Cheshbonis, and when I went back to it, I didn't have it. I had to sit down again with him again. So, again, I will try to explain it to you as clear as possible. Okay, this suffix of this Katnu HaShiurim, actually, he got into a different, how do you get other Shiurim, but this is simply what I'm telling you over is a Bir Halacha, and the Bir Halacha is in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, Sifya Gimel, Dibra HaMaschil Revius. Okay, again, Reish Ayin Aleph, Sifya Gimel, Dibra Maschil Revius. No, it's going on the Mechaber of Sifu Gimel. Dibra Maschil Revius. Okay? This is where the Bir Halacha raises the suffix of Niskatan HaShirim. We all know, right? Again, we all have to say, Niskatan HaShirim, how big is a Kazayas? Right? Well, Kazayas is so big. Well, does that mean our olives are that size? Our olives are smaller? So we all know the answer. Niskatan HaShirim, right? We're familiar with that term. But what the Bir Halacha creates is a major, major suffix in whether or not this whole Yisayit is true. Do we say Niskatan HaShirim or don't we? The suffix is based on the following issue. The Tzlach did the following thing. The Tzlach went ahead, the Lady of Yehuda, but it is discussed in the Tzlach.
Where?
He brings where? The Tzlach calculated the Shear of Challah of 43 and a fifth Bayim based on the Shear of Memsah. Okay? Now we can do that too. In other words, if I know what Memsah is, right? Give me a number for Memsah. What do you want it to be? 180 gallons? Do you want it to be 240 gallons? How much do you want it to be?
whatever shear you pick, whatever shear the Nadi Yehuda picked, however he knew that shear, he then went from Memsa to 43 and a fifth Seir. How can you do that? Memsa is a volume, a Bay is a volume. How do you do it? So you divide it by, very good. Okay, how do you do this?
3,000.
Okay, and then we'll give numbers.
How much?
Okay.
How much
let us say. Let's see. For example, this I don't know what number for Memsa the Nadi Yehuda used, but generally speaking, the higher end of the shear of Memsa, if you use the Amma calculations, it comes out to about 180 gallons. Now that's pretty low, though. Those no one will make a mikvah with 180 gallons. They're mice to 240 gallons. But using this Amma, 180 gallons is on the relatively higher end of the shear. Like I say, Balachal mice, we make it much bigger. In fact, our mikvahs are way bigger. But let's use 180 gallons of Memsa, which is a good, pretty high end number. Well, if a Memsa is 180 gallons, Zakta Nadi Yehuda, then I can figure out the shear Beya, the shear Chalam. How? Well, very simple. The 144 Beyim is one saw. The 144 Beyim equal to a saw. Which means, how many Beyim are equal to Memsa? What's 144 times 40?
A lot.
5,760. Forget this for a minute. Put this aside for a minute. If we're just trying to figure out, how do I get from Memsa to 43 to 5th Beyim? How do I do that? So first you got to know how many Beyim there are in 40 Saw. The answer is, in 40 Saw, there are 144 Beyim in one Saw, so there are 5,760,
which happens to be the name of this year.
Oh,
right? It's to Tyra, right? It's a Shana Shal Tyra. Now, of course, if you took the Tabura, if you took the Shana Tabura, you know that really this year is 5,758. Right? But that's good enough. It's Puchazimayama, right? So it's 5,760. So the 5,760 Bayan in Memsa, right? That's Pasha, 144 in one sum, multiplied by 40 both sides, and you get 5,760 Bayan are equal to Memsa. Well, now the rest is simple. If 180 gallons is Memsa, then how many gallons are a Beya? How many gallons are in one Beya?
How many Beya am I?
Or better yet, let's make this. So there are different ways to do this. But then what you can do is you multiply. If you know the volume of Memsa, which is 180 gallons, okay, you want to multiply this number by 43.5 divided by 5,760. Why do you want to do that? Again, let's do this a long way. 180 gallons is Memsa. Well, how many gallons are in one Beya? Now you're going to say, well, there aren't gallons in a Beya, so you're going to have a very long decimal number here. Right? An egg. How many gallons can an egg hold? 0.0000, something, you can do it, right? Take 180 and divide it by 5,760, and what do you get? You get a 0.000. Well, that's the volume of one egg. What's the volume of 43.5?
43 and a fifth eggs?
You multiply by 43 and a fifth. Okay. Everybody, so what we're doing, we're trying to figure out how many, this is what he calculated. He calculated how many, this is what the Rebbe Yehuda did. Just trust me on this. He took 180 gallons and multiplied it by 43 and a fifth times, divided by 5760, which is equal to 0.007552 gallons. Shkayach, right? Okay, that doesn't tell you anything. It's not
0.007552 gallons?
Yeah.
What's that number?
It's more 0.007552 gallons. But that's not important. What is important, that means what? The shear of chal is 1.35 gallons.
By how many bayim are in a chal?
I'm sorry. Start again. 43.2 divided by 5760 comes out to 0.007552. That's this number. That's not the shear challah. When you take 180 and you multiply by this, you get the shear challah equals 1.35 gallons. That's how much dough you need, volume of dough. If you use 180 gallons for Memsa mikvah, you need to need 135 gallons of
1.35
gallons of challah. Imagine that, you have two mixes of nashim right in one formula.
right?
He's 14 and 5
for how much dough? 14 and 5 bayon. That's how much dough you need to be chayav
chal. How many bayon?
But more important, okay, this is just illustrating. A lady called him up and said, how much dough is mechuyev to be mafresh challah? So he says, okay, let's take a share of mikvah and let's divide out in this, and we'll get, if you have a 1.35 gallons of dough, right? That's not hard to understand. Take a two liter bottle is a half a gallon. So 1.35 gallons is approximately 2.5 2 liter bottles of dough. That's how much dough you need. That's not so much dough.
Why are you dividing
by that? For baking? How much did you when you want to bake challah? How much dough does she use? It's like a certain amount.
Yeah, before rice or after rice?
Four rice
is all
you need.
They
weigh the same, I think, right?
No, it's not. But this is not important for this. What I want to illustrate is...
Why are you dividing by 5760?
Because you really take 180 divided by 5760 because you want to figure out the share of one egg.
That's 1.136.
Okay, that's one egg. And then you multiply by 43 and a fifth because you want to figure out the sheer challah of 43 and a fifth eggs. But that's what the Nani Yehuda did to determine the sheer of challah. But we're trying to figure out, the Nani Yehuda in doing this had a bigger problem. This is a great sheer, beautiful. But you know what? We have a big problem here because what is the sheer of one egg according to this calculation? Okay, to figure out the sheer of one egg, you're just going to take 180 gallons and divide by 5760.
It's 136.
Now, you're going to get a whole long decimal place, but if you want to do it, which is coming out to 0.0315 gallons.
Again?
Okay, one egg will be equal to 0.0315 gallons.
1.2
I don't know, you gotta multiply that by 128.
What's the number 0.0075?
That was when you took 43.5 divided by 5760.
And then when you multiply that by 180, so that's 1.35.
What?
And when you multiply that number by 180, that's 1.35?
Right. That's right.
So how much?
Yes. Okay, let's go back to what the Tzlach did now. This is Derech Agav here, but let's go back to the Shir Chalav. Zok the Nei Nevi Yehuda, based on our measurements, we've come out that a Shir Chalav, how much are you mechuyev in Chalav? If a woman has 1.35 gallons of dough, she has to go ahead and take challah, right? Is that true?
9 pounds
is that? Yeah,
9 pounds. Right? We did it right. Everyone mask it?
Yeah.
Good. So that's an Yehuda, you know what? Well, I got an easier way to figure. Forget these memsah to figure out shir challah. I have either way. Take 43 eggs, figure out the volume of 43 eggs, and I have a shir challah. Forget all this fancy stuff. Memsah, right? The shir challah is 43 to 5th eggs. Take 44 eggs, 43 and 5th eggs. Take them, figure out the volume of them, and then you have a shir challah.
Is that what he did?
And that's what he did. And you know what should have happened?
Should have been the same.
It should have been the same. But you know what really happened? When the Nabi Yehuda did it, he found out that the first shear was twice as much as the other shear.
Oh.
Which shear is twice as much as which shear?
This shear, based on Mem Saw, was double the shear of 43 eggs.
Why?
Because it was. That was the Metzius. So Sakta Tzlach must be Niskatnu Ashiurim. Why? Because our eggs are smaller. So if you take 43 eggs, right here, 43 eggs, right? You take 43 eggs, you're gonna get point and M. Again, these numbers are arbitrary. I don't know which Mem Saw he used, so I'm making this up. But basically, he comes out with 0.65. 0.675 gallons. That's when he took 43 eggs, he came out with 0.675 gallons and said something fishy here. When I took the Memsah and I used 180 gallons and I divided it out to get 43 to 5th bayon, I came up with 1.35 gallons. But when I took 43 eggs, I came out with 0.675 gallons. Why?
Exactly.
Must be Niskatnu Ashiurim. What shot? Our eggs are half as big as they were in the days of Chazal. Our eggs are half the size. So when you take our current eggs, you get this number. If you would be living in the days of Chazal and you were to take 43 eggs, you would get this number. And this number of Memsah of 180 gallons is based on the old Memsah, which is the true Memsah that the Gemara is talking about.